Shenandoah. I worked for a while to get that little ditty just right. And when you listen to it, it's very simple, very restrained in its presentation, with a lot of feeling. Overall, this song could blow up into something that is just way beyond comprehension as far as an arrangement is concerned because of the beauty of the melody. I wanted to show it in its most simplistic form, and that kind of presentation can be just as powerful as any other presentation you might make of the same song. If you have limited abilities, you should really consider this strongly. The general instructions of play-by-ear teachers is to play the chord with your left hand and then play a one-note melody line with your right. That's a pretty good, simple formula for how to play kind of a basic song. But I recommend that you learn chords strongly with your right hand, because that's how most music is written. The bass is a basic note or a movement of notes. And then the right hand defines the chordal part of a song. And the Shenandoah simple arrangement is somewhat akin to the Nat King Cole way of playing jazz. If you listen to his solos, you say, wow, I think I could do that. Nothing is too, you know, out of scope. It just seems you just point and click, and there he's playing the simple arrangement that just makes so much sense. And it's probably surrounded with, you know, the 1-4-5 chords in one way or the other, either a basic note at the bottom or the chord played somewhere there, or maybe the band's playing the chord. But whatever the case is, Nat's always hitting the right note at the right time. What you don't realize is that it takes an amazing amount of knowledge and skill to understand chord structure and musical structure in such a way that you can always define it so perfectly. The point of all of this is to remind you that no matter how simple of a piece you may play, if you play with emotion and with the thought in mind to convey that emotion to someone else, you don't have to play real difficult music. That yes, playing by ear has to do with playing the chords and stuff, but it is so much more. It is the infinite universe of how you might make that expression at this time and space with your specific skills or lack thereof.